Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking
like the Capitol Dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like the million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Out there listening to me,
mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God in the blessing business. Yeah. That's all. I'm just a recipient. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is in the show you favor business. He showed me some favor. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is in the forgiving business. God done forgave me thousands and thousands of times. You know, and I say that as a big number like that because it's probably true. God is a forgiving God. That's how I exist today. And that's how you exist today. And one of the things I want to remind you about even in existing today, you know, Joel Osteen has a book out called It's Your Time. I love this book. It's called It's Your Time. And that's kind of what I want to touch on today. And I want to remind you all that it's still your time. See, you know, they've got unsuccessful people have created a lot of sayings to justify our failures as people. Well, my ship has passed. That was created by a person who did not quite make their goal in the amount of time that they had set for. So to justify it, here comes this great, seemingly very clever saying, and a lot of us adapt. Well, my ship has passed. So we adopt that. Here's another one. Well, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. That sounds good, don't it? Because they mix it up with a little bit of faith base in it. I guessed it wasn't. Well, here's another one. I guess if God wanted it for me, I'd have it. Are you serious, man? Are you serious? You're actually going to use that one to justify where you are in life, man? That's so not the case. I want to remind everybody today that it's still your time. That, you know, your ship hasn't sailed. You didn't miss all of your opportunities. There's others. It's still your time. You know, you still got a chance. You still have a shot. Here's a good one. You still have hope. You do. All of you. As long as God is who he is, there's always hope for you. You can never lose sight of that. You can never let the devil win that battle, that there is no hope for you, and cause you to do something that's unthinkable. I'm just going to cash in the chips. I'm going to take my life. I'm going to commit suicide. No. Wait a second. Are you for real? That's not God talking to you. That's something wrong, and it's not coming from him. It's still your time. You still got a chance. There's always hope. But listen to me. You got to move, and you got to move on it. So many people are not getting the full benefit of their life, and so many people are not getting all the blessings that God has for them, because you keep waiting on the perfect time. Man, how many times have I heard people come to me and say, hey, man, I'm just waiting on everything to line up right, man. I'm waiting on the perfect time to get. Man, hey, can I tell you something? If I were waiting on the perfect time, I wouldn't be hardly any of the things that I've become. And one of my greatest blessings was marrying Marjorie. I wouldn't even have married Marjorie if I was waiting on the perfect time, because I had gone through what I thought was enough misery to cover my entire lifetime. And so when I was first divorced, I just said, man, it's going to be 5-6 years before I do this again. I said it. 2 years later, I was married. But guess what, man? It wasn't the perfect time. I didn't have all my ducks lined up in a row. It was still some things I needed to clean up. I even told her, it's some things I want to clean up out of my life before. You know, I want to make sure I got all the stars aligned up. You know, I want to wait until all the ducks are in a row. I was waiting on the perfect time. If I had not stopped, and Marjorie and I had set out and said to each other, there'll be no perfect time. And then she said, I'll go through with you whatever you're going through. That was it. I took a chance. The ducks were not lined up in a row. I had a lot of baggage in my life, man. I wanted to try to clear up. I wanted to do some things financially different. I wanted to just get rid of some residue I had in my life. She said, no, we'll do it together because ain't no perfect time. And guess what? It wasn't. So if you're out there waiting on the perfect time to do something, it may not come. There is no such thing as waiting on the perfect time. I've said this 100 times and here comes 101. The road to success is always under construction. You ain't finna go out there and there ain't no barrels on the road. You're not going out there and not running to detour signs. You're not going out there without seeing the men working sign, the get off. You're not going out there to see it. So guess what? Stop waiting on the stars. Man, this is the perfect time to do it now. If you're waiting on the perfect time, that could be one of your biggest problems. You're still waiting. You have got to move, and you've got to move on it, and you've got to make a decision to go now. God will get you through everything necessary for you to get through. But you can't quit, though. See, here's a part. You can't quit. Just because the road you're on is under construction, you can't get off at the exit because you're tired of all the bumper-to-bumper traffic. It's that way. Get you some God. Like I said, get you some God and go on and go see what your life can be like. So stop waiting on the perfect time. Stop waiting on the stars to align themselves. You got to move and you got to move on it. Get you some God, apply some faith, and get started. And remember, when you get out there coming towards your goal, the road to success is always under construction. If it was easy, everybody would be it. Stop expecting it to be easy. Come on out here. Get up in this thing. It's funky out here. Yeah, I got all that. It's hard out here. Yeah, I got all that. But what you want to do, man? Huh? What you want to do? You want to push your chips up to the window? It ain't time for that. You still got time. You still got a chance. There's always hope. There's always God. That's my conversation today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. A new day is upon us. God has done it again. He just keeps showing up, man. I'm so glad he's in charge of sunrise, sunset, wind, cloud cover. I'm glad he's in charge of that. Because man would have this thing all messed up, man. Get mad one morning. Wouldn't be no sun. You know, late. Alarm didn't go off.
Sun didn't come up.
might be racist. Just rain on Black people today. So glad God is God. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate you. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I sure am. Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, what is it today, man?
No, I'm just saying, if you was God, just make it rain on a certain group of people.
I'm not a racist person unless you're racist towards me. Then I got buckets for it. I got buckets of it for you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Me, as a person, I'm not racist at all. I love people. I love where you are to me. But now, if you come to me with that racism, then I had that for you. I had it for you.
If it was you.
That's the one thing about me, man. I never lump people in a group. That's the thing. I was taught that way. Just you. Mm-hmm. As long as we cool. I'm like this, man. I'm a cool person, man. I really am. Most people I know, man, I can get along with. I really can, man. It's just some people, man, just you know, now haters, that's a whole nother thing, you know. So. But once again, I've never had a hater that was doing better than me. So I just keep that and press forward, man. When I see a person hating on me, I look at their life and I go, that's cute. That's cute. I'm going to keep moving, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing today, Junior? You always ask you,
man,
bro, how
I'm
you
good,
doing today, man?
Man, you know what, man? I'm good, man. You know, I thank God for the problems, man. Thank him for the problems. Because I usually didn't have them.
What?
I ain't had none of them.
What do you mean you're thanking for the problem? What does that mean?
Where you going, Junior?
Because I elevated my life to where I have these issues I got to work through. When I was out here on the road doing nothing, I ain't had these issues.
Oh, okay.
Got
so
them
you
now.
Grateful for the problems.
For the
problems. You grateful for problems.
New level, new devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
You grateful for the level. So you deal with the devil.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
what
I don't
you
want no
about,
more
Tommy?
Damn problem. I don't want no more damn problem. That's what the hell I'm talking about. I don't want no more damn problem. I don't want what? Another problem. If I can go another day without a problem, I'd be great.
Sign you up.
Was possible.
What?
What?
Sure want that life too, but that ain't there.
Cause look at Uncle Steve. All the problems Uncle Steve got. I ain't nowhere near Uncle Steve.
Boy, you don't even understand. Wait till I tell you why I'm zooming from here today.
New location. New devil, new location. New Zoom location.
New Zoom location. Everything.
That's how my life going.
New situation.
Right.
All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam in church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Yeah. We gather in this most posterior way.
Yes.
As we ostracize. Our way into brevity, iniquity, and longevity of ovulation for the domination.
Ovulation.
In terms of creation. Come on.
I never heard of ovulation.
We procrastinize it all in a most vigorous way.
Woo, that boy can speak.
Let us bow down to the verbal, to the vocabulations of a man such as myself. Ladies and gentlemen, Deacon Def Jam with church complaints, Lord.
Yes, yes. All right, let's get started, Pastor. Sister Glenda Hayes is out on bail after shoplifting with her church robe on at the grocery store. She stole 6 briskets, 8 slabs of ribs, and 6 chickens. She almost made it out the door, but one of the chickens fell through her bra. The choir has kicked her out, and she is asking for you to see if you can get her reinstated. That's what she's asking for.
Well, we are going to forgive her with this transgression because we realize she was in there trying to get all this meat for the Saturday barbecue for the building fund.
I knew it.
And I knew it was going to be a major contribution. When I found out she had them 6 briskets, I said, Lord, the money we could have raised towards the building fund would have been out there. We're going to forgive her and on this one, this time only, though.
All right.
Oh, she is going to have to pay for the cleaning of the robe, though. There was a lot of blood splatter on the robe.
From the brisket and the rib.
Well, the chicken had slid out there.
Yeah.
Well, here's something interesting here. Brother Donnie Campbell. Brother Donnie Campbell was getting a acupuncture treatment on Friday. His wife was in the lobby when with all of his things. His phone rang, and she answered it. Donnie got up with 120 needles stuck in his body and went to the lobby and grabbed his phone and said, let's go home. He still got them needles in him right now. He asking the church, will we come get them out?
Well, no, we're going to have to go down there to the people that put them in. We don't we don't do acupuncture here. So
what is it?
We don't do acupuncture. Well, so you don't need the people
acupuncture
that put them needles in him, because I'm not going down there pulling needles out of nobody. Lord didn't call me for that. I didn't put them in there, and so don't worry about that. And anyway, we black people don't need to go down there getting the acupuncture, because it ain't for us.
Really? Yeah, that's true.
We're not supposed to be down there. You don't know what them people sticking in you.
Yes, we do.
That's like getting Chinese writing on your neck as a tattoo. You don't know what they saying. I had my youngest brother got a tattoo in Chinese on his neck and started dating an Asian girl, and she told him what it meant, and they broke up.
What did it mean?
She called him, and she thought that was his nickname, and it wasn't. It was Black Bastard.
All right, Pastor, listen.
You're Black Bastard. And so that broke, and everybody broke up on that.
You thought you had to throw that in?
No, because you was across the line, but then
across the line.
He triple jumped, though. Did you?
It'll probably come out.
It will. Sister Pamela Skinner says, please tell the sisters in the church to quit looking at Brother Skinner like that. That is not what they think that is. That is two rolls of quarters in his pocket. They own a vending machine company. But these women is really looking at Brother Skinner. So she's asking that you talk to these women.
Well, I understand the difficulty here. I suffer from the same thing that these men. And I had to tell them. These ain't quarters or half dollar. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll get that straightened out, though. It's a big machine money, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brother Rice.
The same thing with Deacon Jr., though. He had pennies.
Well, speaking of
my ass off, because you could have had Tussie Rolls.
This right here, Pastor. Brother Rashid was caught cheating on his barber. His real barber passed by another barbershop and saw his car outside. So when Rashid came to his shop 3 weeks later, his barber cut plugs in his head. And he's asking, where is the loyalty? Rashid is asking if the church would pay for a lace front till his hair grow back.
We don't get involved in barbershop wars. We don't do that at this here church. We are the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Let's be clear about that. We don't navigate situations or where you get your hair done. We don't care. We don't care. We would like to send a special shout out, though, to Jaheim Barber.
He's not going to do it.
I'm going to say hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory.
I saw that clip, Pastor. I did see that
amazing
clip.
Job he's doing, Brother Jaheim.
Speaking of lace fronts,
especially gave me joy when he was doing a medley of old hits, and he was doing LTD's Holding On.
We're going to pray for Brother Jaheim. Coming up next, ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, more bad press for Diddy after a woman claims what a lot of people already knew or suspected, that Diddy was the one that shot her in the face, not Shine, some 25 years ago.
Oh!
BET's Comic View is set to return this month with Mike Epps hosting, and Rihanna is paid over $6 million to perform at a pre-wedding party in India. That's all coming up at the top of the hour, but right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Raven in Beaumont. Raven writes, I don't care about the double standard. I'm living my life and dating multiple men. I lie to men just like they lie to women. I go on lots of great dates and I don't have to have sex. Why are people so quick to judge women nowadays but not men?
Well, it's always been that way.
Yeah.
It's been a double standard. But men get judged too because men been called dogs for years. You can live your life as you choose, young lady, but there's a price for it. Remember, young people, the decisions you make today will affect your tomorrow. See, this is what happens when you have this philosophy here. I'm living my life for today. Yeah, well, suppose tomorrow come. And it oftentimes shows up. And there's a price for that. And so you can do it like you want to. You can call it whatever philosophy you want to, or live whatever thing. And you can blame it on old school thinking. You can do whatever you like. There is a price for that. And you will have to pay it based on your decision. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you these are the facts. You can't just live your life for today because tomorrow just might come. So understand the decisions you make today will affect your tomorrow. So keep on spreading yourself around. Keep on dating. Keep on lying. It's going to come back to you. Do you watch the news, little girl? You know, y'all do have social media now.
Well, she says she doesn't have to have sex, too.
Okay. I don't know who you're going out with, but okay. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Not true.
Great dates. That's what she said. Okay. All right, moving on to LaRon in Toronto. LaRon says, I absolutely love my chick on the side, but she is crazy. She gets so mad at me, and I never know what will set her off. She's still mad because I took my wife out for Valentine's. I can't live without this lady, so how do I keep her under control? What is going on here?
Bro, let me tell you something. I can't tell you how bad this finna go for you. I can't even tell you that. You're a little crazy woman. She mad because you took your wife out on Valentine's Day. Bruh, let me tell you something, bruh. This can't do nothing but end up bad for you.
Yep.
But you can't live without her. So now guess what?
You're going to be
dead. That statement is going to hold true.
Literally.
It's gonna
It's not going to change.
Somebody's dying.
Bruh, listen to me. You spoke this into existence. Pay attention to what you're saying.
You're going
to
live with her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bruh. This gonna come back. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do to help you, man. You've already said you can't live without him.
Yeah.
You already said she crazy.
Yeah.
How do you keep her under control? That's what he wants.
Bam. You cannot keep a crazy person under control. How?
She done put on him.
All right. Moving on to Trinell in Ann Arbor. Trinell writes, my stepdad divorced my mom when I was 25 to be with me. We dated for 5 years and had a son together. Our son is 5 years old, and he's never met his grandma because she's still not speaking to me. Will my mom ever stop hating me?
Wow. Are you kidding me, little
girl? Wow.
Your mama's stepfather, your mama's husband, who was your stepfather, divorced her and started dating you. You all have a son together.
Yeah.
You want your mama to forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
Little girl.
Least,
it's over.
Little girl, she not speaking to you because, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, an example of a decision you making today, how it can affect your tomorrow, because tomorrow oftentimes shows up. Now you done took this, your mama's man.
That's her stepson and her grandson, the little boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, dog.
That is so that's your right there.
And that's your daddy and your granddaddy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You got about two Father's Day cards. This little boy right here.
Oh, child.
He had nothing to do with the baby.
Hold on.
All the men in the world.
Yeah, your mom's husband. Okay.
Look, girl, we're in another world, man. I can't even. But you know what, man? I'm going to start giving current day answers because whatever.
You should.
Yeah, I'm giving current day answers.
Okay, what's your current day answer for this one?
Well, it's really the same one, but what the hell you want your mama to do?
That's the answer. Mm-hmm.
It's nothing for your mama to fix. Mm-hmm. This whole mess was brought on by your decision you made to date your mama's ex-husband.
But she's clueless, though. She's really clueless. Because she
but
wants
you can't be clueless.
Yeah, she is.
How you clueless, though? Was you clueless when you started sleeping with this man? You knew he was married to your mama. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You knew he was your stepdaddy. You knew all this. Stop playing stupid when you make an ignorant decision and then want to claim, well, what's wrong? The hell you mean what's wrong?
Why is the mama speaking to me?
But let me ask you something. You told this to a friend or somebody, and ain't nobody say to you, what?
Everybody's stupid.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Whoa, baby girl.
You did what?
What did you just say? Yeah. Which one of your friends said, go for it? Which one of the relatives went, baby, I understand where you're coming from? Because people found out about you dated a man for 5 years and had a son. Who in your circle okayed any of this?
And he's such a trifling dog.
Well, we'll talk about it later. All right. Moving on. Last one, Steve. China and Elwood. China says, I'm dating a guy that manages a grocery store. I was ashamed at first, but he's a great guy. I'm trying to deal with the fact that he makes less money and he has a lot of woe is me conversations. Should I help build a brother up or get rid of him?
Well, yeah, you should. You can help. You got a great dude. Mm-hmm. He manages a grocery store. And?
Well, he makes less money than she does, so she's feeling some kind of way about
it. I'm going to tell you a true story about this girl I know that was dating this dude who was a maitre d' at the restaurant one time. Pardon her mind. Mm-hmm. And she just couldn't deal with it no more. And so she quit dating the dude. Mm-hmm. So she started seeing somebody else a few years later, but she enjoyed the restaurant, so she went back to the restaurant. The dude that was at the restaurant, my partner, wasn't a maitre d' at the restaurant no more. He owned the restaurant. He sent them over a free check, paid for their check, said, congratulations. Hope you're happy. She looked stupid as hell. She looked stupid as she couldn't even eat.
I know she had to have lost her appetite. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Another accusation has been thrown at Diddy. This time it's from Natalia Rubin. Natalia is a woman that was shot in the face back in 1999 in a nightclub. The shooting involved Sean Diddy Combs, of course, and rapper Shine. Shine was charged with the shooting and did prison time. Natalia took to Instagram last week and stated that in light of Diddy's recent legal issues, she felt it was time to speak up. On a live video, Natalia said, quote, "I am the woman he, Diddy, shot in the face in that December 27th, 1999 club, New York shooting. I have told everyone since then. Even the surgeon who did my surgery testified in the criminal trial that while they were putting me under anesthesia, I was screaming, quote, Puffy shot me in the face. Everybody knew he did it, but he paid off the club bouncer and all these other people to hide the video. Ruben was reportedly paid almost $2 million in damages by Diddy after the incident. And, of course, we know there were rumors and all kinds of speculations about this. So we'll have to watch this story pretty closely.
Wow.
Every day is something on Diddy.
Wow. Course, right?
That's he shot me, too.
That's a take big that, one.
Take that.
Well, Shine certainly has turned his life around, but... Yeah, isn't he prime minister of Belize?
He was sentenced to
we'll be watching
prison
it.
Behind that case. Everybody remembers that.
You know, this thing for the Cassie situation opened up a can of worms on this cat. I don't know anything about this shooting. I'm not saying what I'm saying. But there will be as many people as possible will pile on since he's writing checks. And some people are just trying to get a check. Now, some people going to have some truth behind their stuff, and it's going to be some people trying to get a check. But he opened it up because, you know what happened to this young girl, Cassie, was tragic, man. It was tragic what happened to this young girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, listen, when she first Diddy about this money, and then Diddy's... lawyer said, we will fight this 100%. We vehemently deny these charges. He's totally innocent. Well, then her lawyers sent over the tapes, video, and the evidence. They said, okay, well, this is what we got. And then they went, oh, okay, let me go and write this check for you so we can go and get up out of here. Because you got to write this check now because you know this girl had the goods. Now, there was some people who just going to pile on, try to get a check. But it's opened up a lot on this guy, man, and he's really got to deal with a lot right now. And he's losing, sponsorship. Got removed as chairman of Revolt. He up in it, man. He's up in it.
Well, if you're guilty, that's what happened.
In guilty, other guilty, news,
man. I hope you're not, but if y'all,
hope.
Yeah. Oh. In other news, Comic View is returning with all new episodes on BET. After a 16-year absence, Mike Epps will host the new shows. It premieres March 14th. Comic View was filmed in Vegas in front of a live audience and will feature comedians DC Youngfly, Tommy Davidson. Tommy, I think you said you just saw him while you were out on the road. Tommy Davidson.
Oh, Tommy? Yeah, I did.
Tony Roberts, Breisha Webb, and others. It will also be rapper T.I.'s debut, Steve, as a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
Wow. So he's going to be on Comic View. We'll get to see his set.
Congratulations. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, Mike Epps.
Love Mike Epps.
I know. I love his latest comedy special. His latest special is
Tommy, you remember
crazy.
Comedy days, man? We doing Comic View back in the day, bro.
I remember them days, bro.
Days right there,
Comic
man.
View.
Yes.
I remember them days.
Them days right there.
Yeah. Also in big news, Rihanna was reportedly paid $6.3 million over the weekend, to perform at a pre-wedding party for the son of a billionaire in India. This was a three-day wedding celebration, and billionaire Mukesh Ambani reportedly spent $151 million on the entire celebration. Can you imagine that?
See, I love Rihanna, but I'd have done it for three.
Same songs.
Tried to anyway.
She did her thing, though. She did.
Singing, jokes, motivation.
Dancing, you could have gave him a whole variety show.
The whole Family Feud over there.
Just for three.
the bride and the groom.
The price is right. The Heshma. Come on down.
Rihanna performed her full concert, complete with her backup dancers and a packed out party full of tech CEOs, pop icons, Bollywood stars. Mike Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and illusionist David Blaine were there. Mukesh Ambani is said to be Asia's richest person with a net worth of $144 billion. Billion dollars from the oil telecoms industry. And you just wanted three, Steve.
That's a lot.
You ever been
here
before? Gone, Rihanna.
Yes.
You see me sitting here on this Zoom, don't you? Have I met him? I'd be in India with Rihanna.
Backup dancer.
Come on, man.
Yeah, yes. Been doing Beyonce.
I love that green dress. Well, money, Steve, Rihanna. Put your name in the pot.
You just save you a lot of money, man. I'm just trying to tell you.
They got money. They spent $151 million over the three-day weekend. They didn't even get married yet.
You could have gave me $30 million. You'd have had a party your ass wouldn't believe. Elephants.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after, tomorrow is Super Tuesday as we switch gears here. And 15 states will vote in presidential primary elections. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tomorrow is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of this year's presidential primary election. The elections are a crucial moment for President Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who are the overwhelming front runners for the Democratic and Republican presidential nominations, although Republican Nikki Haley is still in the race. As the day with the most delegates up for stakes, strong performances by Biden and Trump would move them much closer to becoming their party's nominee. Tomorrow, these 15 states will vote. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. So there you go.
Early voted this
Please
past
get
Friday.
To the polls.
Right. Yes, go. Go to the polls. Y'all got to vote. Let's do it.
Yeah.
What, Steve?
Why are you holding
Steve,
your head?
Holding your head.
I just don't feel like that this year. We just did
fast.
This.
Yes.
We just
fast.
Did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man,
so much
now,
drama.
I'm going to get on the horse for voting and registering and all that because it's my duty.
Yeah.
It's my duty.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, part of being a responsible person is doing what you have to do even when you don't want to do it.
Right.
Responsible people get up and go to work every day.
Yep.
Responsible
Adulting.
People go to their children's events. Responsible yes. people care about people that don't care about them. Mm-hmm. You know, I got all that. But I sure don't feel like that. Look, man, y'all's ass need to vote. I'm
yes.
tired of begging you to
get
vote.
To the polls.
Just your ass got to vote, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Damn. And quit listening to people talking about, I'm going to sit this out. It ain't worth it. Politics ain't this.
Right.
Listen, man, you have to vote. Mm-hmm. Stop listening to people tell you what to do. You have to vote. It is your obligation. It is your duty. There are too many black people who lost their lives for us to have the right to vote. And we have to honor our ancestors and our forefathers by going out here and voting.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Our duty.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn if you don't like it. I know That's politics true. ain't right. I don't care if you talking about you ain't got a clear choice in the candidate. You really, really do. You really, really do. Because I got news for you. Your black ass sitting up in here thinking Trump gonna do anything for you. Trump don't do nothing for you. Name me one thing Trump done for black people. Y'all stupid, man. Y'all stupid for sitting up in here thinking he care about your black ass. Listen to me. You ain't got no new streets, no pipeline, no airports, no nothing, no better highways or roads. He ain't built no damn wall, and he ain't made Mexico pay for a damn thing.
Wow.
Ta-da!
Get out and vote, people. Get out and vote. Steve just made the point and case. All right. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Sister Odell will be in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
She is here, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, you hear her.
Jesus.
The unmistakable sound of Sister
Odell. That's it. That's all the song I'm singing because y'all been in, cutting into my time. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Yes, Lord, Lord, Lord. First of all, let me get it out the way. I want to thank Beyonce for coming out with that new hit record. I've already rewritten it, you know.
What?
I know Jesus. He's my savior.
Yes.
I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I know the Lord. Right, you don't know him. You're going to hell now. I said bye, 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 bye. Thank you, Beyonce.
Wow.
That was I know crazy. Jesus.
Oh, verse two. Oh, okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to get out the way. You know, she's so talented. You know, she
does everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anybody do such an amazing job with music.
Yeah.
And she's just beautiful. And,
yes, ma'am.
And just beautiful. Raising them kids, you know, and her husband, they're just hanging in there, you know, hit some rough spots, but that's what marriage is. You got to get through it, you know.
Uh-huh. Sister Odell, happy Women's History Month. That's what the month of March is.
Oh, Lord, and don't I know some history.
Well, you've blazed a lot of trails. You've opened doors for a lot of women before you. So do you have any inspirational messages?
You know, they gave that white woman, Bessie Ross, credit for sewing the flag.
The American flag. Uh-huh.
Beulah Maywood is the one that came up with the flag, and that heifer Bessie sat up there and act like she had been working on it. Beulah had been working on that flag 3 weeks. They went in there and hit a little heifer sitting up in here with the flag in her lap, and they're going to talk about Bessie Ross. Bessie Ross ain't did a damn thing.
Oh, okay. So we didn't know. That's some history we didn't know.
I'll tell you something. Gertrude Henderson came up with triple fudge cookies. It wasn't a little white people in no treehouse, no elves.
Not the Keebler elves.
Oh, yeah, Keebler elves, my A.
Sister Odell.
Gertrude Rutherford. She the one. There's so many things, you know, that black women have done and they don't get credit for. Kim Kardashian. Right. Black women ought to get credit for that. White women ain't even like ass. Black women been having ass and everything. I'm talking about for days.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't even understand. I remember when white folks didn't even like ass.
Yes. Oh, so
back in the day.
And now all of a sudden everybody want a BTL and a BLT and trying to go down here.
BLT.
BBL.
TITs and trying to get all this here put on and new teeth and. It just kills me. And getting Bolocks blowing all up in your lips. I mean, when they was making fun of black people's lips, now everybody wants some lips now.
Yeah.
Come on, why don't white folks go sit down somewhere and be white?
You're be white.
What's wrong with that? Just be white. You ain't us. Quit going down there trying to be us. You can't be us. We can't have nothing. We get a fade. Travis Kelce get a fade. They want to get a white man credit for a fade.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? Rayford Jackson. Jackson ran in the 1936 Olympic with a fade.
A lot of people are mad at Beyonce for going over to country. Since
country,
she's black and everything, saying she shouldn't cross over to country.
What is she crossing over for? She a singer, ain't she?
Yes, ma'am.
But she from
Where the
Texas.
White people own country?
But she from Houston, Texas, though. They mad. But
how much more country you want to be?
Yeah.
You bring us over here, make us slaves. We in the South. Now, we ain't supposed to be country.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Here's another fact. If you take blacks out of music, you can close the music industry down.
Yes.
Come on, damn.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
because it wouldn't be worth a damn. I'm telling you that right now.
You better talk.
Now, you can be a Swiftie if you want to, but Swiftie going to mess with that beehive. Watch what happens. Get your ass toe up. Odetta Wilson had one of the prettiest asses in the world.
Odetta, coming up next.
Kim Kardashian.
I didn't get to see that.
It is the nephew with today's prank phone call.
You, now, she couldn't even come to church.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I'm about to take another flight. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. That used to be Steve's favorite song. But right now, I know.
I'm about to get another
time.
Bottom make you want a bite.
Yeah. Right now, it's time for the nephew in today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
All right, before I get started, I want to thank Riley North Kakalaki, man, for coming out seeing your boy. 5 shows, 4 of them sold out, 4 out of 5. I can't beat that. I like that. And, yeah, we did that doggone thing, didn't we, Riley? Did we do it? You know we did. Yes, we did. And I appreciate it. That was my first time at Charlie Goodnight's Comedy Club. And I appreciate it. I will be back to Riley because I thoroughly enjoyed myself. All right? All right. And right after this prank, I'll let you know what's coming up on Tommy's calendar. Right now, this right here is pizza delivery. And we're going to, I believe that everybody who wants a pizza should be able to get a pizza, even if you are in the penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're in the penitentiary, you ought to be able to, people in the pen want pizza too. Why not? Let's go. Cat dog, pizza delivery.
No pizza. May I help you?
Hello, I'm trying to order pizza.
Okay, can you hold for me, please?
All right.
Okay, sorry about that, sir. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I need to order 10 pizzas.
You want 10 pizzas? And what kind of crust was that going to be?
I need 6.
Sir, can you talk up for me, please?
I need 6 cheese pizzas.
6
cheese pizzas on thin crust.
What kind of crust was that again?
Thin.
6 cheese, thin crust pizzas. And do you want any other toppings on that, sir?
No, I need two meat lovers.
What was that again? Can you speak up a little bit? I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
I need 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers, is that?
Yes, 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers pizza. Okay, and what kind of crust would you like on that, sir?
That's thick crust.
You said you wanted thin crust on that?
Thick.
So I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Can you speak up for me?
I need 2 meat lovers with thick crust.
Thick crust. Okay.
All right. And then the last is 2 veggies on thin crust.
2 bed sheets?
Veggies.
Veggies. 2 veggies. 2 veggies on the thick crust.
Do y'all deliver to gated community.
Okay, can you hold for a second for me, please, sir? Okay, sorry about that, sir. Okay, can I get your phone number?
342-689.
Okay, I heard 342-689, but I didn't get the rest of those numbers. Can I get an area code or?
No, my number 342-689.
Okay, I need to get the whole 7 digits and the area code so that we can put you in the computer to try to find your location.
I told you my number. My number is 342-689.
Okay, sir. Let me get my manager on the phone. Excuse me, wait. There's my phone. Uh-huh. He's giving me like 6 numbers.
I'll take care of it. Sir, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, I ordered 10 pizzas, 6 cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veggies. I'm trying to see if, do y'all have a problem delivering to a gated community?
Oh, not at all. We deliver to a gated community all the time. Let me just get a number for you and an address.
Right. My number, 342-689.
Sir, that's only 6 digits. We need 7 digits. Well, actually, your area code plus your 7 digits.
Okay. I don't. If you just leave it with the guard, he'll make sure I get it.
No, sir, I don't think you understand. I need to have a phone number where I can call you. We can go in and out of the gate. That's not a problem. When I get there, I want to deliver directly to you.
You can't go in and out that gate. Shh, listen, you can't go in and out that gate.
Sir, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up some?
Okay, I'm trying to get 10 pizzas delivered, and you just drop it off with the guard.
Sir, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to deliver the pizza to you directly. The guard is not who's getting the pizza, right? I'm delivering it.
Well, he gonna pay you. I'm cool with the guard. He gonna pay you.
Okay, well, where are you located? Let's do this. Where are you located?
I'm in Angola.
Angola?
Angola.
Where is Angola?
Angola. Y'all don't know where Angola. I'm in Angola.
Angola, Louisiana?
The penitentiary.
Huh? So we can't deliver pizza to Angola penitentiary?
Look, I ordered 10 pizzas from her. Six cheese pieces, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veg. Look, I can't be on this phone too much longer.
Listen, sir, I know what you're saying, but we're not delivering to Angola. Do you know where we're located? You got to call somebody. We're in Dallas. Look, you got to call somebody in Angola, Louisiana.
Look, I'm trying to get these 10 pieces. Look, lady, I'm not finna go back and forth with you.
Exactly, and I'm not going to go back and forth with you either. We are unable to deliver this pizza to you, okay?
Why?
Because you are in the penitentiary, sir. No one delivers pizza to people in the penitentiary.
People in the penitentiary can't order pizza?
No, sir, they cannot. We do not deliver to the penitentiary. And then we're in Dallas. Do you know how long it would take to get pizza to Angola?
I don't give a... Let me tell you, okay, who the manager there?
I am the manager. You're speaking with the manager.
What's your name?
Never mind what my name is. Just know that I'm the manager.
Okay, let me say this to you. Since you're the manager there, if I don't get no pizzas here tonight, when I get out in 3 years, I'm coming down there and I'm going to f*** you up.
So who the f*** you think you're talking to? You ain't going to f*** me up in 3 years. I won't be here. But matter of fact, I just might stay here for 3 years. So when you come back...
Let me tell you something. If y'all don't bring these pieces to this penitentiary and get it to the guard before he get off work, then it's going to be some... around here. Now, I didn't order these 10 pizzas and everybody on the cell block is waiting on them.
Sir, I don't care about you and your folk on your cell block. You are in the penitentiary and I don't even know why you calling. Are you on my phone? This is a business, okay? And I have a job to do. I am not delivering pizzas to a penitentiary.
So y'all discriminating about where y'all bring pizzas at?
No, we don't discriminate, but we ain't located in Angola unless you're gonna give me some petrol for my metro. I ain't coming.
Let me tell you something. I want you to remember these numbers. 342-689. If you see that spray painted on your house or that damn pizza place, then you know my thing got out and I'm looking for your 342-689.
I don't give a about 342-689 and 743. What I'm saying is your is grass if you come up here in 3 years and guess what? Don't drop the soap.
Who you think you talking to?
That's what I said.
Who you think you talking to?
You better get off my phone.
I got one more thing to tell you before I get out in 3 years. What? These are the last words I'm going to say to you.
Hey, what's that?
You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Say what you got to say.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be. You got to be freaking kidding me, man. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this is Nephew Tommy.
Come on now. Come on. Come on, it's Monday. I need a little praise and worship. Some little prank praise and worship up in here. What?
We
what,
scared what, of what? That prank.
In the pen.
You are that.
In the pen, man. In the pen. All right. March 14, 15, 16, and March 14, 15, 16, the nephew is coming to Richmond, Virginia. Everything is sold out except for Thursday night. Thursday night, I have added a Thursday night show, 7 o'clock at Richmond, Virginia. Friday and Saturday is completely sold out. The nephew is coming to town. Been a long time, Richmond. Come get it. Everybody getting it. It's time to sit back and talk about the life that he's living right now. All of it, baby. Cancer, life after 50, it's all there. All wrapped up into some jokes. Yes, sir. I think I'm about the stupidest thing moving right now. I really do. I'm about
to move. We agree.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
no argument here.
I don't know if there's none greater. I just don't.
The only one.
You are the president and CEO. Man. All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter for today, and the subject is I'm about to take another flight. We'll get into
I'm
that.
About to take another flight.
Mister, you
don't. Apple bottom, make you want a bite. I'm going to go on and get on this flight.
That's coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm about to take another flight. Dear Stephen Shirley, Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married and I have a male best friend that just moved to Hawaii. My husband couldn't be happier that he moved so far away. I'm excited too, because we've been sleeping together for 3 years. I was tired of playing things off in front of my husband. I went out to Hawaii to help him find temporary housing, and I told my husband I was in San Antonio with my sister. My sis is in on it, and she makes me feel bad about sneaking around on my husband. She says that's when things happen. She's trying to jinx me, so I stopped sharing my business with her. I went out to Hawaii last weekend, and my husband got suspicious. He could not find the flight on our credit card bill, so I had to tell him I used my points to fly free. Luckily, he's not a savvy traveler and lets me handle travel arrangements when we travel. But something about this last trip has him on edge, and he's been questioning me. I did not know that his friend used to work in Hawaii and told him one of my pictures looks like the place he used to hang out 2 years ago. My husband called my sister, and she did a great job at lying. It's her husband that I'm worried about. All I could do was act like my husband is making me really mad with his behavior. I've shut down sex, and I barely talk to him. But reverse psychology is not working on him. I may have to take another flight and make it a permanent one this time. My best friend and lover said he's not going to lie if my husband calls him. What am I supposed to do? Oh, okay, so now you want our advice after you've been doing your dirt with your so-called best friend, this male friend of yours for 3 years. It sounds like now that your husband is getting suspicious, you've got one foot out of the door anyway. You said you might have to take a flight and it might be permanent this time. So what do you need our help for? I mean, do you want us to convince your best friend, your side piece, to lie to your husband instead of telling him the truth about you guys? Or maybe you want Steve and I to help you come up with a lie to tell your husband about what's been happening in Hawaii, where you've been going. You already have your sister lying for you, but she doesn't want to do it. And now you're worried about her husband. Either way, we want no parts of this, okay? You haven't said your husband is a bad man. You haven't said he's cheated on you. You haven't said he abused you in any way or is terrible in bed. You've said none of those things. So you're just cheating for whatever reason. I mean, you've gotten sloppy with covering up your tracks, and now you're about to get busted, so you want our help. That's it. Period. That's what it is. I can't help you. Steve?
This is a great, great, great letter. Because I'm going to expose something here. And this goes especially to the women on this show who are vehement, vehement supporters of the truth. These women on my show,
yes,
love honesty, forthrightness, righteousness. Oh, my God. They loathe the liar. But oh, here we have a letter with a woman in it that ain't doing nothing but lying. I could not read this letter fast enough because it was just lie after lie after lie after lie. And let's get into this wonderful letter. I'm married and I got a male best friend. How many times do I have to keep telling y'all about these opposite sex best friends? How many times do I have to tell you that 99.9% of the time this don't work? especially if you're in a relationship. If you're in a committed relationship and your best friend is of the opposite sex, but the same sex as the person you're in a committed relationship with, it's going to create a problem. 99.9% of the time. And here we go again. I have a male best friend that just moved to Hawaii. And my husband couldn't be happy that he moved so far away. I'm excited because we've been sleeping together for 3 years. Mm. Woo! Just right off the dribble, this letter going to hell. Right off the top. I was tired of playing things off in front of my husband. I went to Hawaii to help him find temporary housing. And I told my husband I was in San Antonio with my sister. Come on, lie. Come on, lie. You told your husband you was in San Antonio, but you really flew to Hawaii. Well, ladies, here is what lying looks like. And now let me tell you why she ain't good at this, and I'll show you that shortly. My sister is in on it, and she makes me feel bad about sneaking around on my husband. She said that's when things happen. She trying to jinx me. She ain't trying to jinx you. She warning you. It's called a warning. She not, boy, see right here, when people want to do wrong, they can justify anything wrong. She trying to jinx me. Your sister is trying to warn you. So I stopped sharing my business with her. I went on to Hawaii last week and my husband got suspicious because he couldn't find a flight on our credit card. So I had to tell him I used my points to fly free. Luckily, he's not a savvy traveler and lets me handle travel arrangements when we travel. But something about this last trip has him on edge. He's been questioning me. I don't know. I did not know that his friend used to work in Hawaii and told him one of my pictures looked like the place he used to hang out 2 years ago. What is your dumb ass taking pictures for?
Hang on, Steve, right there.
Who do that?
Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject is, I'm about to take another flight. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm about to take another flight.
This could be one of my all-time favorite letters because of Shirley and Carla's attitude toward the truth. They are truth lovers. They insist on telling the truth. Right. Why do men yes. lie? You ain't got to yes. lie, Craig. All this yes. here. Lie, lie, lie. Why you got to keep lying? Well, now we got a letter with a woman full of lies. Married. Got a male best friend that just moved to Hawaii. My husband couldn't be happy that he moved. I'm excited, too, because we've been sleeping together for 3 years. How many times I got to tell y'all about these best friends of the opposite sex? When you're in a committed relationship and your best friend is the same sex as your mate, it's going to be a problem. It usually is. This one even bigger than that because they sleeping together. She told a lie and told her husband that she was in San Antonio with her sister. She done flew to Hawaii. Ooh, that's a big trip. Your sister here in order and she done told you that she tried to make you feel bad about sneaking around on your husband. She said that's when things happen. She trying to jinx me. Your sister trying to warn you, stupid. Mm-hmm. So I stopped sharing my business with her. I went out to Hawaii last week and my husband got suspicious. So he couldn't find a flight on the credit card, so I told him I used my points. Luckily, he ain't a savvy traveler, right? But something about this last trip got him on edge. I told him, and I didn't know that his friend used to work in Hawaii and told him one of my pictures looked like the place he used to hang out 2 years ago. Mm. Wait a minute. What? What you posting pictures for? How stupid can you be? You can't cheat and post pictures. Now, your husband friend saw a picture and said it looked like a place he used to hang out with in Hawaii. You said you was in San Antonio. San Antonio don't look like Hawaii. Uh-uh. It ain't nothing in San Antonio that look like no damn Hawaii.
Nothing.
Nothing.
The river walk. The river walk.
Ain't, no, that ain't in Hawaii.
The Alamo.
Ain't no cliffs and waves in San Antonio.
Right.
Why are you posting pictures? They ain't got nowhere down in San Antonio sell pineapple daiquiris. What is you taking pictures for? Yo, stupid ass. You in San Antonio. You're down there by the Alamo.
Yes.
That's a fort with some guns on it. You taking pictures of people doing a luau with a pig on a stick. They don't do that in San Antonio. Stupid got the dude twirling the fire with a hoop skirt on with grass and a lei around his neck. That ain't in San Antonio. They having a fiesta down there. Yes. Stupid ass getting busted. Oh, you stupid. I can't stand when stupid people lie. It just sickens me. Anyway, my husband called my sister, and she did a great job of lying. It's her husband that I'm worried about. You know why? Because you got too many people in on your lie. You got way too many people in. All I could do was act like my husband is making me really mad, and I done shut down sex, and I barely talked to him. But reverse psychology is not working on him. I may have to take another flight and make it a permanent one this time. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
You thinking about going to Hawaii and making this a permanent flight. My best friend and lover said he's not going to lie to my husband if he calls him. What am I supposed to do? Wait a minute. Why would your husband call him? But wait a minute. What makes you think that he wants you to fly to Hawaii and stay with him? He just wants you to come in, hook him up, and get out. You're not as important to this best friend as you think. He ain't asked you to marry him. You're going to get on that plane, and you ain't going to have no way to live. Mm-mm. You stupid. Mm-mm-mm. You don't even know how to lie.
That part.
You got too many people in on your lie. You just don't. You just don't even know. You telling him your ass is in San Antonio when you in Hawaii and you taking pictures in Hawaii. What is all them waves? Where them waves keep coming from? The waves in San Antonio. What is you talking about? What cliff is you on in San Antonio? How's you on a cliff? What hillside? How's you taking bike rides up in the rain clouds? Where that's at in San Antonio? They doing a hula dance and a fire dance and all this here. Hawakata, they doing Hawaiian dances. What? Really? They don't do that. You too damn close to Mexico. You can't get Mexico confused with Hawaii.
You hate a stupid liar.
I know they got the same kind of hand, they about the same complexion, but ain't nobody falling for this. Hawaiians is not Mexicans. Yes, Carla.
Volcanoes.
Volcano okay. All in the back. When did they put a volcano down there by the damn Alamo? I'm asking you.
We ain't seen it.
Girl, what is all them sparks and ashes flying in the back? Oh, that's at the Wild Coyote. On Wild Coyote night, they have volcano margaritas. No, that's a real volcano, heifer. Why is you running from lava in this picture right here?
Move away.
What is you doing? Wait a minute. What whale? Why you keep seeing these whales at?
All right, listen. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, let's say congratulations to LeBron James. LeBron James becomes the first player to score 40,000 points in the NBA. Ooh, did that on Saturday. Come on, LeBron. LeBron.
LeBron. Love LeBron. Yeah.
And he said, this is the biggest thing I've ever done in my career. He took it in stride. Like, hey, it's 40,000 points. We want championships. And does this make him any better compared to Jordan? Does this
every time?
It's the argument.
I'm so sick of that.
Yeah.
It's the argument.
First player, though.
Well, listen to me. You cannot deny what this dude is doing.
Right.
At 39.
I mean, he about to be 40. To play this long at this level, we've never seen this before. He's a unicorn, man. He's a one of a kind. Mm-hmm. He's a one of one. I've seen both of them play with my own eyes. And the physicality of Jordan and LeBron. LeBron was more intimidating coming down the line because he 250, 260, whatever he is.
At 6'8", yeah.
You know, that's an imposing guy coming down the line, but he's been coming down the lane with less people who it's with people that used to stay down that didn't let you come down that lane either, though. So the physicality of the game is totally different. I can't, listen, man, I've changed my debate because if you look at the eras, Jordan was the greatest basketball player in his era. Jordan is the greatest basketball player in his era. But the greatest player of all time that I ever saw play basketball was Jordan. That I saw play basketball and the way he played it. But at the same time, I've never seen nobody play this game like LeBron for as long. But then there's Kobe, dog.
Oh, yeah.
He was just a mental level of basketball that was so nasty and tenacious. So there's an argument for them three. But the numbers are trending towards LeBron. But them six rings, though.
Them six rings.
See, that's a number. You got when even LeBron said it. He don't care about the 40. He need titles. Well, if that's the mark, then he said it.
Yeah, yeah. But congratulations to LeBron, man. I mean,
he's a bad boy. Take that away from him.
First player in NBA history. 40,
and he's still playing.
Still playing.
He's a nasty little something now.
And you know what? He got Ohio up. He out Ohio.
No, he don't even look slow. I know Wade from Akron. That's how we make him up there.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a man needs your help. His wife is trying to invade his personal space. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, Steve, this is from Frizzell in Auburn. Frizzell says, I have a lot of land that I hunt on and ride my ATVs on with my boys. We get out there and build bonfires and drink beer all winter. I bought a small camper and we built a little outhouse. This is all just for me, and I let my wife and two daughters have the whole house. But now she is planning to invade my space. She wants our 14-year-old daughter and her friends to go, quote, glamping. She wants me to make the area safe by putting up an expensive electric fence. How do I put my foot down nicely and tell her to go find somewhere else to play?
Don't have to say that. Or you can do this, man, and let them go glamping. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just you got to put a generator out there, gas-powered generator, and then you just got to put up the little fence and just let her go glamping. And the rest of it will be for you and your boys.
He doesn't want that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So now you could do that, or you could say, hey, baby, I've just got that set up for the men. That ain't nowhere. Or just let them go glamping somewhere else. They have glamping places. Mm-hmm. She can go rent a cabin and all this here. But she ain't going to go glamping with that outhouse he done built.
Nothing glamorous about that.
Women do not like using the bathroom outside.
No. Mm-hmm.
Ain't no water. Outhouse don't flush.
Oh, God. I didn't know that.
Outhouse don't flush.
I didn't know that. That's
outhouse? Okay. There's not an outhouse I've seen on Earth that flushes.
So
have you been driving down and you seen a construction site? You seen a porta potty?
Yeah.
That stuff stay right there.
Okay.
When you build an outhouse in the woods, you dig a hole, you set up a box, you put an opening in a box, you put a structure over it where you can go in and shut a door. There ain't no electricity, ain't nothing. You sit on that box with that hole in it, you handle your business down in that hole, and you get up and you walk off.
And it's biodegradable.
Oh, we got to put some Clorox down there.
What are you talking about biodegradable?
It just goes back to the earth. I mean
it's boo-boo and urine. It's boo-boo and urine.
We know what it is. You didn't have to say it.
Are you serious right now?
You just really had to say that? No.
You're eating breakfast.
Why did you say that?
You know, as you get older, you know, you just scare the hell out of me sometimes.
It starts blurting stuff out.
You can say anything.
Number one and number two, you can even say that.
What is the surprise on your face?
All right, we're going to have to move on.
What is the problem? What's wrong with y'all?
What's wrong with us?
Number two.
Yeah. Really?
How y'all trying to dress this up? It's biodegradable. What is you talking about?
I'm just saying it goes back to the earth, right? That's why they don't flush or anything, or they just let it stay.
Well, there's no
flush
plumbing. So
for what?
No plumbing.
How?
You don't.
Okay. All right, we're moving on.
Hey, man.
I don't
y'all
care.
Need to,
how about
y'all
that
need
now?
To take y'all just city behind. Y'all don't need to go out there. She don't need to go out there with her daughter, her friend.
Exactly.
Y'all don't need to. What else you got, Shirley?
Okay, I'm moving on. You don't even have to say that. This is from Cindy in Dade County. Cindy says,
I edited that.
Really? Oh. Give you credit for that.
I don't know what you're
looking at us like we're straight crazy.
Right.
All right. This is from Cindy in Dade County. She says, I have to constantly battle my child's father over how I spend the money he gives me for our child. I work two jobs and I live my life to the fullest. I travel a lot and no, I don't take my child. He never keeps her when I travel because he's never left Miami in his life, so he hates on my lifestyle. I'm always dressed nicely and so is my daughter. How do I get him and his mama to understand that I'm taking care of my responsibilities while still enjoying my
life? It don't matter. When you pay the child support, you have no say-so. You just make the payment, dog. Quit looking over there, because all that money ain't going towards the child. Personally, it goes to the child's lifestyle, and her mama is benefiting from it. Ta-da! That's the magic show. Shouldn't have had the baby.
Oh, all right. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, we got to say congratulations again. You have another new business venture to tell us about, and all of the Steve Harvey Nation. What are you doing now, Steve?
Well, hi, Monica. You know, I got something new that I'm working on. I'm announcing right now to all of my Steve Harvey Nation, you can have early access to the Steve Harvey Network. The Steve Harvey Network is my motivational membership community. And I got it in partnership with my buddy Mark Cuban's interactive streaming platform called Fireside. They're like Fireside chats. And what I'm doing is, you're not going to have to worry about anybody doing these deep fakes and that AI on this platform. It is the real deal. It's all me. And I'm going to be sharing what inspires me every day, what fuels my purpose. And starting on March 6th, I think, is that Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Starting on March 6th, the Steve Harvey Network is where we can connect and exchange knowledge to help us all elevate our lives. So go to steveharveynetwork.com, y'all, and put in the promo code SHN10. So the initials for Steve Harvey Network, just go SHN10. That's your promotional code. Steve Harvey Nation, join me. You are going to be surprised at what I have here.
All
that's
right,
a minute
Steve.
And 40. Hi, Mike.
Congratulations. I love it. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather live next door to Fred G. Sanford, or would you rather? Or would you rather live next door to Archie Bunker?
Hell no, nah, Fred Sanford. I'll be over there laughing my ass off.
Okay. Would you rather paint your entire house naked, or would you rather invite your ex over to dinner?
No, I'm gonna paint this house naked the whole time. I don't care how many months or weeks it takes. We can paint this whole house naked. And in peace. In peace. Yes.
Yeah. I'll paint me the same color as the house. You won't even know I'm up there.
House white, you're white.
But we're not going to dinner, though.
It's just a few, like a couple of hours.
We're going to pay the house.
No.
All right. Would you rather kiss your wife before getting out of bed, or would you rather kiss your wife after you brush your teeth?
After I brush my damn teeth, and hers too, hell. Everybody got to brush their teeth, man.
Me and my wife
both.
Just
a damn lie.
We both hold our breath, dog. We kiss, but we hold our breath, though.
Yeah, that's like what's
it.
Yeah. When you breathe, that's going to come out.
Eventually, Tommy.
Eventually.
Would you rather have a pet tarantula or a pet hamster?
You mean a hamster?
Yeah, give me that hamster. I ain't fooling with that spider.
Really?
No. Yeah, that's creepy.
That spider be so dead, though.
Yeah, I would take a spider.
I would have forgot he was my pet.
I ain't never seen a spider. I let him live.
Not one day.
Oh, I ain't never seen it.
All right. Last one. Would you rather have sex on an empty stomach, an upset stomach, or would you rather have sex with a toothache?
A and B.
Either one, we gonna do it either way it go.
Your stomach's hurting, though?
Well, yeah, surely. Yeah, we'll get through it.
That's uncomfortable.
Well, but if I'm having sex, I ain't gonna feel it, so.
Yeah. Okay. You're not gonna feel
mind
it.
Mind over matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I've had sex with three torn ligaments in my leg. Didn't even know I had it.
You thought
made
that
made my whole leg feel better.
Certainly. I've had sex in a sickle cell crisis. I didn't care.
No.
I didn't go down to the hospital.
It's warm in there.
That's hard right there.
Yeah.
I didn't have sex.
This is what you have.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, okay. Tommy. With it.
Come on. These boys sick as hell right here. I can't top neither
that's
one of them.
That's how powerful sex
is. This is Junior having sex with a crisis.
It's cold.
Is it good? Is it good?
All right. Coming up next, last break of the day, and Steve Harvey will close out the show right after this.
I go up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday.
Yep.
What a day.
Hey, let me talk to y'all for a minute in my closing remarks because I was thinking about this. I was talking to a young person recently over the weekend. And this person was just going on and on and on about their situation. And they were talking about the decisions they made that hadn't worked out for them and how they were feeling about everything. And they were just going on and on. And I noticed something that he just kept doing. And every time he said something that went wrong, it was always somebody else. Somebody did this. Somebody changed their mind. Somebody did this. And he just kept complaining. And I finally got just tired of it. I said, young man, I said, can I help you with something? I said, you know what? If you want to get better control of yourself, of your situation, of your life, I said, you got to stop blaming everybody. Yeah, but Mr. Harvey, you don't understand. If they'd have did what they said they was going to do, I wouldn't be in this position. If this person right here hadn't changed their mind, I wouldn't have been in this position. And if this person right here had to come through when they were supposed to, I wouldn't be in this position. I said, young man, you cannot change anything and do nothing about anything somebody else does. Nothing. You can only control you. I said, brother, listen to me. Every time you get into a situation and it goes awry, for whatever the reason, your one mission in life should be, what could I have done differently to bring about a different result? Because you know what? That's the one person you can control in any equation. I don't care what your situation is. You have a part to play in everything. You listened to this person. That was your fault. You hung out with this person. That was your fault. You trusted this person. That was your fault. Maybe you need to make better decisions with who you talk to, who you waiting on, and who you trusting in. I said, see, brother, but how you know how people are, how you know how people going to be? I said, brother, you listening to me? You don't. But you do know how you are. I said, look, man, stop blaming everybody for where you at, because you are never going to grow. Because the only chance you have at growth is to accept your responsibility and change the way you've been doing business or conducting business. You have a say-so in who you hang out with. You have a say-so in yes or no. You agreed. That was your decision. So what they lied? You agreed. I said, brother, you cannot improve a situation until you improve yourself. Oh, I kind of see what you're saying now, Mr. Harvey, but you still don't understand. See, you done already made it, so it's easy for you to say. I said, wait a minute, man, stop, one more time. I said, right there. What you're not finna do is just make it look like I magically appeared, like I'm a box of Lucky Charms cereal. You talking to me like I woke up yesterday and made it. I said, bro, you don't even know the journey. Well, I done heard your story, Mr. Harvey, and I understand that, but you know, that happened a long time ago to you. I said, exactly. I said, did it not only happen to me a long time ago, it happened to me for a long time. I said, how old are you, bro? He said, 32. He told me where he worked. He told me how much he made for a living. I said, brother, do you know how much better off you are right now at 32 than I was? At 32, I was living in a car. Yeah, I heard you say that, Ms. Hall, but look at you now. Okay, cool. I said, bruh, but you know what? You never once heard me tell my story about living in a car, and I blamed anybody for being in that car. You know why I was homeless, brother? Because of a series of decisions I made. Because a path I chose. Because of a road I went down. I said, do you know why I have 2 divorces under my belt? Because of decisions I made. I tell jokes about my ex-wife and all like that. I said, but listen to me, man. I don't blame none of them. I take full responsibility for my role in that, because I played a role in that. I made decisions. I did things that brought about this thing. It ain't their fault. I said, bro, I've often said that the first time I got married, I shouldn't have been nobody's husband. I've said that 1,000 times. I took responsibility for it. I took responsibility for the second. I married for the wrong reason. I took responsibility for that. Oh, I got it was jacked up and messed up, but I made that decision. So guess what I was able to do? I was able to fix both of those because I learned from my mistakes. Whenever you find yourself in a plight or a situation, just point the finger at yourself and say, what could I have done differently? What have I learned in this moment of adversity? Because again, behind every moment of adversity, there is a lesson and a blessing. And you can take away both of them if you just admit your role in it, man. Quit blaming people for your plight. You are where you are because of a series of decisions you made. If you ain't happy with your life, change your decisions. And do you know something else? Here's the upside to everybody. I don't care where you are today. You can make a decision today that can change your tomorrow. But that decision is up to you. You, right now, who are despondent, downtrodden, feeling lost, you can make a decision today that can immediately start to affect your tomorrow. So what you waiting on? What you waiting on? The decision is yours. Period. Those are my closing remarks. Hope you enjoyed them. If you didn't, we'll be here tomorrow, God willing. We'll try something else. If you don't like that, we'll be here with you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.